Could y'all please start with your first pick today and talk about each of them and how they fit in?
Sure. I guess I'll just I'll kind of let Bill just maybe talk about the each guy individually from today. I just would just say overall, I think it was a very productive weekend. I think our football team's better, starting with the pick on Thursday night and the two guys that we added that we've talked about already on Friday. And then, and as you look at today's group, I think if there is a theme about this group, there's a leadership and production throughout the class. And I think along with some accomplishment throughout the class. And so even the guys today, Davenport in the fourth round, this guy's a two-time captain. He's got some things to develop, obviously, from the level of competition, but we see enough athletic ability. We see enough leadership. We see enough character that we feel pretty confident that he'll be able to come in and compete and learn and grow and figure out how to be a pro football player. Carlos Watkins is the guy from Clemson that we took. Excited about that young man. To reunite him with some teammates from Clemson, obviously, we think that that's a good program, and so we've got some productive players from that program. But when you look at his history, from a production standpoint, you talk about a guy who makes plays behind the line of scrimmage. He's got double digits and hurries and sacks and tackle for losses, and so plays big in big games, and we like that about him. Dekut in the fifth round is a guy that has some versatility. He's a longer corner with some pressability, might even be able to play safety. He's an aggressive tackler, so we like that skill set with him. And in the last pick, I really like the Fuller guy. He's another guy that's a three-year starter at Baylor, has played a lot of football, graduated, has taken care of his business. And so those are the types of guys that we like to add to the football team. So in general, that's the group. And maybe if you got specific questions for Bill to kind of ask about each guy.
Bill, when you look at the Bucknell tackle,
yep.
It seemed like he showed at the Senior Bowl that
yep.
he could handle better competition. What did you see from him that week?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, for a guy like that, that's nothing against Bucknell, but coming from Bucknell, a little bit lower competition relative to the other bigger schools, to go to the Senior Bowl is a good thing, and I thought that he competed very well there. Wasn't perfect, but he competed. He held his own. And then Mike Devlin, Rick sent Mike Devlin to Pennsylvania. We worked him out. He worked him out and had a good day with him, and that was impressive to us. Smart. Look, he's got a ways to go, just like most of these guys do, but really good length, arm length, height, athleticism. We think he could potentially play both sides, right and left, and we really were impressed with him on that workout, and so every phase of our evaluation with him was good.
Bill, on Carlos Watkins,
yep.
Another Clemson guy, what is it about that program that kind of lends yourself to potentially bringing guys in? And also, what specifically about him and trying to reunite him with DJ kind of will help you guys out next year?
Yeah, Clemson, obviously has done a great job. And I think, we talked about them offensively, with Deshaun and then, obviously Hop being here. But defensively, they do a good job, too. They, over the last two or three years, even beyond that, they've been very athletic up front. This guy is a guy that we feel can come in here with a lot of hard work and good coaching here, can fill a couple different roles for us. He can play on the inside in a couple different packages for us. Like Rick said, he makes a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage, bunch of TFLs, some sacks. He's an instinctive player. And we think he gives us, for lack of a better term, some juice on the inside in a competitive way. So we were really happy to be able to get that guy when we were at that pick.
Could you talk about how Fuller will fit in? You got two really good centers now.
Yeah.
So you see him as guard too?
He can play both, John. Yeah, he can play center and guard. That was the big thing. I think when we just sat there and talked about this one, there were some really good candidates up there for us at various positions, but I think one thing that put us over the top with him in talking to Rick was his versatility on the inside, his ability to come in and be able to compete, for a backup job at the guard spot in addition to the center spot. So there's some good competition there with some really good young players, and that's always a good thing.
With the Bucknell tackle, as you said, he has a ways to go. Do you think there's an advantage to taking a player who came from an FCS school that wasn't FBS? He wasn't recruited to go to an FBS program. And so in a lot of ways, I mean, he's hungry. There's urgency there. Do you think that there's an advantage to that, a guy who's maybe at times been overlooked?
I don't know, Matt. I mean, I think you probably need to ask him that. You know what I mean? I think that's more of a question for him. I think for us, we evaluate. We take into account the level of competition. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's all part of the evaluation. But we also try to do the best job we can of getting to know the guy in more ways than just his skill set. We Mike Devlin had a connection with his offensive line coach there at Bucknell, Joe Susan, who spoke very highly of the guy. Joe Susan's coached on the East Coast for a lot of years and has coached a lot of good players. And, you know, he vouched for him, his work ethic. Like I said, when Mike went out there, the guy worked hard. He was smart. You know, we feel like there's a lot to develop there, and we're looking forward to coaching him.
Rick, I know you've addressed the fact that, you know, you haven't moved up quite a bit, although you did for this particular draft. Just on the draft as a whole, how would you evaluate this draft compared to, I guess, previous drafts for you in terms of getting what you needed, but also in taking the players that were as good as were available to you?
You know, I think we're pretty consistent with respect to that. But I will tell you this, just the way that the board fell, we felt really good at multiple times in this draft mm-hmm. about getting guys at value where we really had them valued a little bit even more than where we got them. So, it you know, there were some positions that we, you know, that we loved. You know, I mentioned, for example, in my press conference last week that I thought it was one of the stronger safety classes. And there were some safeties that we really liked. And it just never worked that we were in a position to take a safety at the corresponding value. So, you know, conversely, you look at some of the guys that we were able to take, and we had those guys positioned and we had those guys stacked in some of those instances where we just felt really good about the value that we got some of these players. And that's just the way that the draft typically works.
Bill, last year you had 11 undrafted free agents who had signed here originally on the team, and some of them really contributed. How important are the undrafted guys to what you want to do?
I think it's really important. You know, I think that obviously this phase of it, the draft phase of it, is very, very important. And then the CFA process, which is going on right now, is really important. The thing that's really cool for me is to watch the scouts and the coaches work together to anticipate who might be there and rank those players and try to go out and get the best players available in that process. And that's what they're doing right now downstairs. And we've been very successful with bringing in guys that have played a lot of football for us over the last 3 years that were not drafted, because I think the philosophy here is once you get here, we don't really care how you got here. It's what you do once you get here. You know, what are you going to do preparation-wise, in the weight room, in the meeting rooms, and obviously on the practice field to help our team get better, and it helps with the depth of our football team. So I think that's the process that's going on right now, and it's very important.
Rick, with the corner, you've talked about the conviction that you've had with all of the draft picks that you've had, but looking back at your record over the years, finding corners in particular, whether it's Jonathan Joseph in free agency, Kevin Johnson early in the draft, A.J. Boye undrafted, is there anything about evaluating that particular position that gives you more confidence that, like, we found a good one in this guy?
Well, I think we all have our lanes, and obviously at being an ex-DB, an ex-DB coach, you know, in college and in the NFL, I've got an affinity for that position group. So maybe I'm just a little bit more keen to that position group, but I'd like to think in this role that I've been in for a while, I can do that at multiple positions. But it goes back along to what Bill just alluded to, or just actually specifically talked about. What's happening downstairs that we're about to get back to is such an important process. It's communication between the scouts and the coaches. I've got to listen. As much as I think I know about defensive backs, I got to listen to John Butler because I understand what he wants from his defensive backs. And so long as I can understand that and he can articulate that and we can talk about that and figure that out and identify those players who can come in and execute what they're going to ask them to do, that's how you get successful draft picks. And I think that's what's good about our process right now, and that's why I'm excited about this entire draft class.